Put in your mind what happens on Santa Fe on First Fridays. It's a really developed, healthy, vigorous arts district. So when a community attempts to become an official creative district, well, there's funding involved and there are lots of benefits, but it's not that easy. It takes a lot of work, and the host of Arts District on RNPBS and here at KUVO, Kerry Salo, joins us in studio this morning with kind of what's behind getting yourself a creative district. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, creative district. It's a program that's 3 years new with the state. It's through the Colorado Creative Industries, and what the state did was pass a law 3 years ago that invited Colorado communities to leverage the creative capital that they have going on and apply to the state for this thing called a creative district. And essentially, you know, Santa Fe is one, and Salida, which is the community that I went to and profiled, is another. And they were the first two in the state of Colorado to receive this designation, which basically is a way to let the outside world know, hey, we've got a lot going on in arts and culture in this given community.
So I wonder if there's a you need X many galleries or X many concerts or festivals?
Yeah, it's not, the calculus is not that finite. But in Salida, they have 23 blocks. So essentially their entire downtown is their creative district. Yeah. And we're talking 100 or so different types of creative-ish entities. So that means art galleries. That means restaurants that are hanging the art. It means performance venues. It's a variety of things. So the state is kind of looking up the entire picture and saying, yeah, you guys have the critical mass that we think can be of use to you.
Yeah, and with only 5,000 residents in Salida, everybody's somehow got their is part of this.
Pretty much. I mean, 120 fine artists live in Salida of those 5,000 folks. So if you're not an artisan yourself, you're hanging out with Benny the chef, who is, or you know, something like that.
Well, just to put it on the map, how long does it take to get to Salida from here? What are you talking about?
Salida is, you know, 150 or so miles southwest of Denver. So you're talking 3 hours through mountainous, you know, terrain. It's a beautiful drive, but it's also somewhat off the beaten path. So, you know, if you're going there,
you got to have a purpose. You're going there.
Yeah, and the Arts District really is one of those reasons the state looks at it and looks at what Salida had going on. And when the state launched this program, it wasn't as if Salida said, ah, yes, we want to wear this mantle. We want to carry this yoke. No, Salida's creative district was really an organic process. You know, this guy named Jack Chivas, who's an artist, is among the people who bought a building 30 or so years ago when it was cheap and said, you know what, I'm going to open up my studio. I'm going to open up my art gallery. Look at this place. There's the Arkansas River, the beautiful 14ers. I'm going to make amazing art and live here. And other people thought, yeah, that's a great idea. But it's taken, you know, 30 years for this to become for them to build up this critical mass in the arts.
Yeah. Artists seem to have the ability to look at something like an old beat-up building and see the vision and see what it could be.
That vision of what things could be slowly attracted other artists to the area and transformed Salida's historic downtown from beat-up to upbeat.
It's like an outdoor mall with galleries, you know, built in the late 1800s. You can't beat it.
Joshua Bean is among the 120 fine artists living and working in the city of 5,300 people. All told, about 100 creative enterprises shape Salida's creative district, including 21 artist-owned studios and galleries, and 13 locally owned restaurants that also serve up locally produced art.
You know, at first, I think, you know, there was a molding within the gallery system where people were sort of afraid of more galleries and, you know, the pie getting, you know, spread a little bit too thin. But I think the more galleries in the area, the better.
And that critical mass worked in Salida's favor when Colorado Creative Industries launched its Creative District program in 2011. Margaret Hunt is director of CCI, which administers the certification program.
The concentration of artistic, cultural, and creative enterprises and activities is really important.
When the program began, Salida and Denver's Santa Fe Arts District were the only areas selected from 68 seeking certification.
We want to make sure that this is really a magnet, not only for locating businesses, but for attracting people to those businesses to support them and purchase their products.
So far, Salida's designation has attracted local and national media attention, and sales tax revenues have increased 2 years running, according to city tax reports.
That's the Vic. Victoria Tavern. They have live music every weekend.
Michael Varnum coordinates Salida's Creative District, which spans 23 city blocks.
With our Creative District designation, it was instant credibility for Salida with people on the Front Range. So more people are visiting, and that's allowing the artists to have more sales and grow.
But City Administrator Darren McDonald said Salida's Creative District goes beyond advertising and tax dollars.
Creating that long-term, year-round economy is very important. So having things that build on the Creative District in terms of whether it's a software development company or local food production, those are things that we are trying to foster.
A big decision to stay was because of the artisans here.
Although a longtime resident of Salida, Jane Pinto was initially skeptical of establishing her health and wellness business here because of its remote location.
We're all here for the quality of life, for the incredible beauty, the air, the hearts, the everything. And you have to be brave to be here. You have to be creative and resourceful. And you got to work hard. But people seem to just be in joy here.
Pinto Barn now has 28 full-time employees, and Jane Pinto envisions the company will grow from its current 2 brands to 7. Back on the street with artist Jack Chivas, I asked him, where would you like to see Salida 30 years from now?
I wouldn't necessarily want Salida to grow a lot. I mean, it's been around 5,000 people for over 100 years. And if it just continues to get fixed up and cleaned up and just more vital, there's still a lot of rough spots around town. And that would be fine. It doesn't need to grow a lot. It could just kind of be what it is, and that would be great.
Carrie Salto hosts Arts District. She might have one of the best jobs in town.
I have the best job in town.
I'm just thinking, if a community wants to be to finish with the creative districts, wants to get on the track, how long does it take to put together everything? It's a process.
It is a process. It's an application process the state goes through, and then their community, if they receive it, they win about $15,000 in state grant money. So it's not a ton of money for the amount of work that they're putting in. But the next round of grants will be announced in June, and we're looking at Greeley, which is a community that's interested in joining to become a creative district.
Maybe your community has a potential, a strong arts community. It's worth 185,000 jobs statewide, according to our Carrie Saldo here, host of Arts District. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.